the song that I did the other night.
On the second rant of Christmas, the Needcast gave to me.
Mark saying something about something.
Mark's sports annoyances.
Oh, you're still working sports into it, huh?
Still working sports.
Just that one note sports daddy.
I'm so sorry.
So what do you got for us, Mark?
Well, really just one thing. And I kind of gave away the lead here with my intro. But we should probably, speaking of intros, hey, we got Jer and Zach here. Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey. What?
Yeah.
I was...
Zach, gonna be?
What?
Zach literally just powered back on.
Hey.
We had to fist fight four of the podcasts to get him here.
Yeah. We had to beat off everybody. What?
What?
Thanksgiving was recently. And I'm so sorry that I was not on the last half of the Thanksgiving episode to lambast you all about your horrible Thanksgiving food opinions.
What didn't you agree with? I thought we had great opinions.
You didn't, but that's okay.
Was it Mike's racist biscuit choice?
A little. My first thing, sweet potatoes, if prepared right, are superior. And I'll tell you why. You can only really eat sweet potatoes around Thanksgiving.
Just not true.
You can eat mashed potatoes anytime. You can go to KFC and get mashed potatoes.
Wow, we have bad food opinions, and he's picking sweet potatoes over mashed potatoes.
This is because you like saying yams.
Green bean casserole.
Look at those yams.
Is the whitest food in the history. It has no actual flavor, and I recently made it, and I hate it.
It tastes like green beans.
It doesn't.
Casserole.
Who even decided that cream of mushroom soup should happen?
I like cream of mushroom soup.
No, that's just disgusting.
Oh, that's right. I'm racist.
Okay.
I forgot.
Well,
about
yeah.
That.
But that's not actually what I wanted to come on and talk about. Mike, you're not allowed to answer this question because I don't think you'll have a valid opinion. What's the
this makes me want to answer it more.
What's the best part about Thanksgiving?
Football.
Sleeping.
Football.
And football? Okay.
Football. Exactly.
The Pilgrims.
John Wayne.
So there's recently they've upgraded it to there's three football games every Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's spread out during the day. So you get basically a full day of football.
Good spread.
Spatchcock of football.
Right. Open it right up.
But did you know that since the year 1934, we have been subjected to the Detroit Lions every single year on Thanksgiving?
What?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an interesting statistic.
And do you know why Detroit plays on Thanksgiving?
No.
Because they're the best team in football.
Are they?
Even as someone who knows nothing about football, I'm like, this is suspicious.
Hey,
I don't know about this opinion.
Their 0-100 record says otherwise.
They play on Thanksgiving because in 1934, when they started... Their owner,
the Pilgrims killed a lion,
needed a way to get more fans in the stands. So they thought it would be a gimmick to play on Thanksgiving. And they started that, and it's carried on ever since.
Well, they're from Detroit, so, I mean, this was a good marketing scheme.
Oh, so they started the football Thanksgiving.
They did. So,
okay,
the years that they've played on Thanksgiving, they have a record of 37-43-2. On Thanksgiving. So they've not been horrible, but they've been pretty bad just on Thanksgiving. The last 10 years on Thanksgiving, they're 4-6, currently riding a 6-game Thanksgiving losing streak, which is their longest losing streak. Oh, wait, nope, I take that back. Their longest winning streak ever on Thanksgiving was 6 games. And that was 1950 to 1955. We didn't even get to see it. Their longest losing streak... 9 years straight, they lost a game on Thanksgiving between 2004 and 2012.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Sweet.
Ugh.
They're just saving it up. I know it.
It's ridiculous. In the last 10 years, they've gone to the playoffs twice. They haven't won a single playoff game. They've had 3 total winning seasons. Yet, because of history, we're subjected to horrible football on Thanksgiving.
You're right. The Giants should play every Thanksgiving.
Can you imagine being drafted to the Lions, knowing you're going to lose, and guaranteed not being with your family because you play on Thanksgiving every year? It's just a kick in the nuts.
And people who are with their families are going to be swearing at you while they're watching you on TV.
So there's
that's really great.
So you're letting down not just your family but every family.
There's a Twitter personality. He's a big sports football reporter. His name's Ian Rappaport.
He meant to say Andrew Brandt.
He used to actually work for the Packers. He was like a scouter in the front office, and he said that as somebody who worked for the Packers, they played the Lions a lot on Thanksgiving, and he loved it because they typically had the noon game. He's like, so we would go to Detroit, a quick flight, beat them, fly home, and typically be back in time for dinner.
Yep.
He had it down to a science.
It wasn't a guarantee this year.
Well,
though,
no.
Man. It had me sweating.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing the Bears, so it's not a whole lot better. Now, just kind of to go on a little bit from there, the other team that's guaranteed to play on Thanksgiving is the Dallas Cowboys. And they've played every year since 1966. Do you know why they started playing on Thanksgiving?
No.
Because George Washington invented
to get
team.
More fans in the stands.
Oh, because they're America's team.
They saw what Lions were doing and they said, oh, by golly, Josh G, I should do that too.
Do you know they were the first football team off the Mayflower?
They were.
They actually immediately got off, grabbed a pigskin, and chucked it at the Native Americans.
After they got some cheerleaders.
We won the Revolutionary War because they tackled King George.
Now, they've been a little bit better in their history. They're 31-22-1, but they're 3-7 in the last 10 years on Thanksgiving. And I think it's bullshit. It's America's team, blah, blah, blah. So we've got to watch them. What's a better way to ruin your Thanksgiving is some dry turkey and crappy Dallas Cowboy football.
Wasn't that the plot to Debbie Does Dallas?
How are they America's team when Texas threatens to secede every 20 minutes?
I don't fucking know. Like, that's my rant. I'm annoyed at the Thanksgiving Day football that we have to endure. And I don't care that it's tradition. Get the Cowboys and get the fucking Lions off the TV. Let's put something on that people actually want to watch. Make it a marquee game. Thoughts?
Yeah. What are your guys' thoughts on this? Because I have many.
Oh, well, Mike, why don't you start then? Because I don't want to take up too much of your time. So you go ahead. Start with your thoughts. Let's get this rolling.
I think the bad football mans shouldn't play on the turkey day.
Hmm.
Well, that's a hot take right there.
I really don't mind as long as it's a decent game. But Buffalo absolutely destroyed whoever they played. I can't even remember. But they destroyed them.
Yeah, the late game's typically a good one.
Those blowout games.
So they have a night game that they kind of mimic Sunday night football. And that changes from year to year. So that's typically a good game. But that's the only one.
But, you know, fuck the Cowboys and fuck the Eagles.
We weren't even talking about the Eagles.
Well, I got slipped out. I got slipped
and
that in.
Fuck Aaron Rodgers.
Fuck Aaron Rodgers. Oh, fuck Aaron Rodgers. Wait, I have a sound effect for that. I don't even have to say it.
You got so many sound effects of that. I'm kind of with Jer. As long as the games are interesting, to me, there's a few teams that I follow, but on like triple headers like that, as long as they're interesting and I can watch them.
So I think that's my point, right? Like Detroit was what, like 3-12 last year, something like that, 4-12.
Yeah,
and they're 0-9-1 this year. You can tell that Detroit's not going to give you a good game. You know, it's just not going to be the case.
They can still make the playoffs, right?
Oh, their running back gets me a lot of fantasy points.
Their running back gives me a lot of fantasies. What a handsome man! I don't even know who he is.
Anyways, that's a good way place to stop. Follow us at someplace.
Oh,
follow
my
us
God.
At the Kneecast on TikTok, at KneecastPod on Twitter, at KneecastPod on Instagram, at the Kneecast on Facebook. Follow us on Good Pods. Listen to us on Good Pods or wherever you get your fine podcasts. I am not sharp tonight.
Tell us how much you love the Cowboys and the Lions
and the Eagles.
Oh, and also, Mark, you're the sports snowman. You can just do with that what you want. I don't really have any bits planned for it, but just
put a top hat on.
Happy birthday!
What a fucking idiot that snowman is.
Happy birthday.
It's not your rant.
Dumb dick.
Save it
it's
for
not
your
rant.
Rant.
You already had one.
Are we good on this?
Anyways, we're stopping.
I hope Frosty is listening.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye.